I hesitated. I froze up. Lawrence sensed it, I suppose, and he kept the momentum going. He rolled over onto me. I just felt so grateful to him, I think, for getting us through that moment without thinking. I let myself dissolve into the slickness of his skin, the delicacy of his movement, the lightness of him. Lawrence was tall, but he was slight. There was none of the bruising compression of my pelvis, the crushing of the breath from my lungs, the overpowering gravity of sex with Andrew that left me groaning as much in resignation as in pleasure. That was what I loved about sex with Lawrence, the glorious, giddying lightness of it. But there was something wrong tonight. Maybe it was the presence of Andrew, so strong in the room. His books and papers were everywhere still, jamming the bookshelves, scattered in the corners of the floor. And when I thought of Andrew, I thought of little B. Lawrence was making love to me, and part of me was thinking, ugh, while another part was thinking, in the morning I must phone the Border and Immigration Agency and start to track down her papers, and then I'll need to find her a solicitor and start an appeal procedure and... I found I couldn't give myself up to Lawrence, not in that unhesitating, abandoned way I once had. Suddenly Lawrence seemed too light. His fingers barely brushed my skin, as if they were not engaging with my body, but merely tracing lines in some fine and invisible dust that Africa had cloaked me in. And when his weight came onto me, it was like being made love to by a summer cloud or a winter butterfly, by some creature in any case that lacked the authority to bend gravity around itself and become the moment's center.
"What's wrong, Sarah?"
I realized I was lying absolutely rigid.
"Oh, God, I'm sorry."
Lawrence stopped and rolled onto his back. I took hold of his penis, but already I could feel the softness returning to it.
"Please," he said, "don't."
I let go and took hold of his hand instead, but he pulled it free.
"I don't understand you, Sarah. I really don't."
"I'm sorry, Lawrence. It's Andrew. It's just too soon."
"He never stopped us while he was alive.